Governor Chris Gregoire chose the Supreme Court chambers to announce her choice to replace Justice Gary Alexander, who's reached the maximum retirement age of 75. The packed courtroom was on its feet cheering before the Democratic governor could offer congratulations to her appointee.
It is my pleasure, on behalf of the citizens of this great state, to make my appointment of King County Superior Court Judge Steve Gonzalez to the Washington State Supreme Court.
Gonzalez describes himself as half Mexican and half Eastern European. He's only the second ethnic minority to serve on the Washington Supreme Court. The first was Justice Charles Z. Smith, an African-American of Cuban descent who retired from the bench in 2002. But Gonzalez did not dwell on his ethnic heritage. Instead, he told the story of his humble roots growing up in a California college town. He drew laughs with a story about cleaning park bathrooms in high school.
And I had a lot of time to reflect on what might lie ahead of me. And I think the restrooms were a very good reason for me to want to go to college.
He did and went on to law school at Berkeley. Gonzalez later served as an assistant U.S. attorney. In that role, he prosecuted Ahmed Rassam, the would-be Millennium Bomber, who was caught at Port Angeles in 1999 with a car full of explosives. Nearly 10 years ago, then-Governor Gary Locke appointed Gonzalez to the King County Superior Court, where he's served since. Hugh Spitzer is a lawyer and law professor in Seattle who once ran for Supreme Court. He praises the governor's choice.
Steve Gonzalez is a high-quality appointment. He happens to fill a helpful role in bringing some ethnic balance to the court. But the most important thing is that he's a solid judge and a good thinker.
Last year, Gonzalez convened a work group to look at racial disparities in the criminal justice system. That move was prompted by a Seattle Times story that quoted then-Supreme Court Justice Richard Sanders as having said, African Americans are overrepresented in the prison population because they commit a disproportionate number of crimes. Gonzalez's work group, in a preliminary report, calls Sanders' comments a, quote, gross oversimplification of why minorities are overrepresented in prisons. And Gonzalez says equal access to justice is one of his passions.
I think it's important for the judicial branch to take the lead in exploring that, to research it, and if there are problems, to find out where they are and work to remedy them.
Republican political consultant and court watcher Alex Hayes is concerned by what he sees as an activist approach on an issue like racial disparities. He contrasts Gonzalez with outgoing Justice Gary Alexander, who served for many years as the state's chief justice.
We see this individual who arrives with a very political story to tell, replacing a person who had an assiduously apolitical story to tell. And I think that's noteworthy.
Hayes predicts Gonzalez will shift the Washington Supreme Court to the left. When asked about his own leanings, Gonzalez recites his background as a prosecutor and notes he was also a business lawyer. Gonzalez will ascend to the high court at the start of the new year. To keep his seat, he will have to run for election next fall. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.